Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. I have a couple of ladies with me in the control room. Cindy Blackburn from Our House, Meredith Berry from Children's Hope Alliance, that some folks probably know better as the Rainbow Center. And hello, ladies. How are we?
Hi, Angela.
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Now, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes. It is.
And that's what we're talking about today. Now, Cindy, there is an annual event. We do it every year. We've been doing it every year for a long time. Talk to us about this annual event.
That is the Silent March. It happens this Saturday, April the 6th. We are going to get started at the open air market stage about 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll have several speakers that will speak just about the issue of child abuse and how we can, as a community, work with child abuse prevention, and then we will silently march from that stage to the Our House office, and we will do a pinwheel planting. So everyone at the stage will get a blue pinwheel, and we will plant those so that for the rest of the month in April, as you ride by our office on Main Street, you can be reminded that this is Child Abuse Prevention Month and that those pinwheels are a reminder that children should have whimsical, playful, happy childhood and not be faced with issues that relate to child abuse or neglect.
Meredith, talk to us for a moment about the importance of having an awareness month, of having the walk and the pinwheels out as a reminder every day, because I feel like this is probably an issue that people know that it's there, but they don't want to think about it. And so if you don't have to think about it, then I guess maybe we think it'll go away. But it is not going away, right?
There are some really ugly statistics that affect children all over the United States, obviously. But here, right here in our own backyard here in North Carolina, we have two group homes at the Rainbow Center that house about 11 boys. And some of them will be at the walk as well, carrying the banner. But it's a wonderful, you know, Child Abuse Prevention Month. It's a wonderful way of just saying, hey, this is still an issue. We need to come together as a community to hopefully protect the children and make this something that is not so much an issue in the future. You know, protect kids now and, you know, hurt people. So if we can break the cycle of child abuse, then we won't have to see these kids coming to us and have these issues.
Now, how many organizations get together, Cindy, for this walk?
We have several organizations that are coming together, and I'm going to try very hard to make sure that I mention all of them, and if I don't for some reason,
I'll
pray
you
for me.
Yes.
But we have Acadia Health or Mountain Health Solutions and Phases Recovery, both coming on the principle that healing our community and our parents is the most beneficial thing that we can do for children in child abuse prevention and neglect. We have two groups that are bikers that are in the fight against child abuse, and one is Bikers Against Child Abuse and the other is the Guardians of Children. Both of those groups will be represented there.
The Realtors Association
will be there. There are several groups that will be present and actually will be representing. Once the walk is over at our office, they will have some resource tables available so that not only are we going to talk about child abuse and neglect and some statistics on Saturday, but we're going to talk about solutions. What can we do from this point forward? We talked about as a group a couple of weeks ago at a meeting, you know, you go to the Silent March and it does have such an impact on you. You really feel the somber effect of the Silent March. But we don't want people to walk away and feel powerless, because this is 100% preventable.
Correct.
Child abuse and child neglect are 100% preventable. So as a community, we can solve this problem, but it takes every single person having awareness and being willing to report, being willing to help, and being knowledgeable about the resources that are available.
It's one thing to identify the problem, but it's yet another thing to actually identify a solution and be part of that solution.
Right.
And we can all be part of the solution. And now, so there will be things, tables there, and folks to talk to when the public comes out for the march on Saturday that they can talk to and say, okay, what can I do as part of the community? and they'll be there for you to talk to.
We want them to walk away feeling as though they really participated in something meaningful and not just throw a whole bunch of scary statistics at them. And, you know, it is a somber event. We are remembering kids who have unfortunately passed due to violence. But really that there is something they can do, even with the pinwheels that we plant. You know, that's something you can order on your own, too, and plant that in your front yard and say, listen, I support this, and I'm going to continue to be a supporter. You can leave those pinwheels up all year round and say, this is something that's near and dear to my heart, and I want to help the community prevent child abuse.
And, Meredith, this is actually something that affects all families across the board. We're not just talking low income or middle income or upper income. This is everybody.
I mean, unfortunately, this is something that affects everybody and a lot of people in North Carolina. And it's just something we need to be able, like Cindy said, this is 100% preventable. And if people could have the correct information, and which we will have for them at the march, then it's something that we can change.
All right, let me get a brief overview of the organizations where you are. Cindy, you're with Our House, the Child Abuse Prevention Team. Give us a brief overview of what you guys do there.
We have several services that we provide for the community. We are a partner agency with the United Way, and we provide supervised visitation. That's where families and children can come and have a safe, secure location to do their visitation and keep their bond. Build their relationships. We do family advocacy, which is kind of like case management in that we connect people with resources. We help them navigate different systems. We also do parenting classes every single month, two times a month. There are two different sets of classes. All of those services are completely free to the community. We also provide diapers if there are families that need diapers. We provide clothing vouchers in partnership with Ebenezer's Addict. So we house a lot of different services that are all, because we are the Child Abuse Prevention Team here in Wilkes. Our House is the agency that works directly in that field, and all of our services are put into place to create safer families and more stable environments for children. I did remember two agencies that I need to mention.
Okay, go ahead and mention those.
And I'm so sorry. Partnership with Children will be also represented out there, as well as Safe Spot. And both of those agencies work right here in the community, as we all do, and they work directly with children and families as well. So they will also be represented at the resource tables.
Yeah, I think Safe Spot has some classes coming up later this month.
And they have Tim Murphy does a really great class on child abuse.
Now, Meredith, talk to us about the Children's Hope Alliance, what you guys do.
Sure. As you mentioned earlier, you know, we are Rainbow Center, formerly known as, and so we operate under Children's Hope Alliance now in Berriam Springs Home for Children and also Grandfather Home for Children out in Banner Elk. But we also have offices all over North Carolina, Raleigh, Charlotte, and we are a child advocacy group that has many different forms of resources that we have. We have residential home, we have foster care, adoption, we have psychiatric residential treatment facilities, outpatient therapy, in-home intensive patient therapy. So we really are working with the community and trying to work with families and children, you know, take children from DSS custody that unfortunately need help right now and their families can't.
What are the ages of children that you work with?
We see a lot of kids, a lot of teenagers. We work mostly with ranging from anywhere from probably 11 years old to 17. And then we also have a residential program where after they turn 18, they can still live with us up until 22, and we help them get themselves ready to go out into the world as an adult and really set them up to be successful and really be their family and their support system when they go out there.
Is there a way that the community can help Children's Hope Alliance? Do you take donations of any sort? Do you need volunteers, that sort of thing?
We can use help in any way possible. We'd love to have volunteers come on campus. We have many ways that they can get involved with the kids themselves. Right here in Wilkesboro, we do big groups, so different churches host them sometimes, and they will cook dinner for them while they use the facilities, as in, you know, over here we play basketball with them, and they love that because
right.
It's a chance for them to unleash some of their crazy energy. I mean, it's 11 boys that we have, so they love to play basketball, and then we feed them. And then also just asking different ways to get involved. I mean, there's always some way to...
What is the phone number there at Children's Hope Alliance, the Rainbow Center?
The best way to get involved would be to call me directly at 743-333-0321, and I can help you get set up and, you know, be a part of the community here.
Well, the same thing for our house, Cindy. If someone wanted to help, maybe donate diapers, find out about the parenting classes. And the parenting classes are for anyone, right?
The parenting classes are for anyone. And we just ask that you register prior to the classes starting, and that could be up to the day of. And you can always call our office at 336-667-5555. We take donations of diapers, monetary donations. We have lots of volunteers and interns. We welcome any community participation in our agency.
What would you say, Meredith, folks listening today about coming out on Saturday for the march?
I just think it would be a great way to see the different community members come together and really show their support for Child Abuse Prevention Month. You know, like I said, it's a big issue that affects everyone, and it's huge in North Carolina. So it would be a great way to show your support to not only local businesses and organizations here that are, you know, in support of this, but just to see how much it really does affect kids here in North Carolina.
And again, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And Cindy, this is an event that folks have been doing around here for years. And talk to us about where and when again. It's Saturday.
It's Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock. It starts at the Open Air Market, the new Carolina West stage mm-hmm. that is right there on Main Street. And we will have several people that will speak to us about child abuse prevention here in the county. Some statistics that are from right here in the county and in the state of North Carolina. And then we will hand out pinwheels, and we will march to our house, to the office, and we will plant those pinwheels, and we will try to figure out some solutions once we get there. So it's going to be a really good day. It's a somber event, but it's something that... we were with another group a couple of weeks ago, Meredith and I said, you know, there are times where I'm going to try to get in everybody's pocket, and this is not the day. So just, this is not a fundraiser. There's no expectation. We just want people to come and be a part of the solution for something that is 100% preventable in this county, and our kids deserve to have us all show up.
And again, we need to recognize there is a problem, even right here in Wills County. Recognize there is a solution, and we can all be part of that solution.
Right.
And we can start this Saturday with the march.
Right. We really want to be proactive instead of reactive. You do a lot to be proactive at our house, and that's what we're working towards, you know, finding a solution and making sure that we don't have to deal with this again.
Yeah.
All right. So be a part of this silent march. It's coming up this Saturday, and again, it's going to start at 11 down here on Main Street at the
Carolina West Open Air Market stage. I don't know if that's the official name for
everybody knows what it is. Right beside of the museum.
It sure is. And it's so gorgeous. But we'll be there. We'll have some speakers, and then we will quietly, silently march down.
Is this rain or shine?
The streets will be closed. It is a rain or shine event.
Okay.
All right. Child abuse is a rain or shine problem.
Issues.
It is. All right, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
All right, this has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, more great Southern Gospel.